Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I got lambasted on Twitter for what I thought was a very nice suggestion. Put Stephen Ross's picture on the elevator instead of nonsense, you know, players on the field. I mean, it was Stephen Ross who stuck with everybody and saw this thing through. I was being sarcastic, but that doesn't play on Twitter many times.
No.
And wow, I mean, people are just outraged that I'm what's wrong with the world and sports media, suggesting that Stephen Ross had the fortitude to see it through. But regardless, I did tell you that this Dolphins team was one of the best in the league and had an offense that could tear apart defenses, top defenses, and that's exactly what happened. Tua, 20 of 26 for 205 yards. 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 138.6 passer rating. I mean, what more could you want out of the guy?
Nothing. He played great.
He did.
And they ran the ball, which was genius.
Did. Yep.
37 rushes. That's what I took from the game, from the offense approach. Defensively, let's be honest, Kirk Cousins is booty.
Booty. So, you know, one of the things that I saw as a consistent narrative on social media is the only quarterbacks Dolphins who have beaten this season are Justin Fields and Kirk Cousins. And so, you know. And I go, hey, just enjoy a victory once in a while, you jackals. Like, just enjoy a victory. We know they're not going to the Super Bowl. Enjoy a complete victory. That was the team that we thought we'd see on a fairly regular basis. The defense was biting. Bijan Robinson didn't know where to go.
Nope.
And like you said, Kirk Cousins, I don't know if it was the defense or just Kirk Cousins being Kirk Cousins and older. But, I mean, just enjoy the victory.
Yes.
What is so wrong with enjoying a victory? Unless, honestly, like, if your biggest concern is draft slotting, I understand. I've never been that guy. So I don't care. I can't remember who I saw say it. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter if you have the first pick, the third pick, the eighth pick. What matters is what you do with the pick. Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins and Chris Greer have shown you fairly consistently that they maybe don't make the right choices no matter where the pick is. But honestly, if your only concern is draft slotting, then I get being upset that your team had a victory. But if not, whatever, enjoy it. You had a Canes victory. I mean, the Heat this weekend, did you see what they did to Memphis Friday night? I know you saw what they did. Did you see what they did to Memphis Friday night?
I had to go back and look because old Ja Morant had the little sad post-game press conference. Mm. I said, oh, they must have got their ass whooped.
I mean, the Heat did things that NBA teams don't do to other NBA teams. Yeah. Well, give this one a little bit of context, though, Solana. It's one game out of 82. I'm not doing that with the Dolphins, but that one game out of 82.
Well, what about last night?
Yeah, they had a win, but it wasn't what they did to Memphis.
Right, but they beat a 2-0 Knicks team. That's the favorite in the Eastern Conference. I mean, those are the teams that we're going to match them up against. Team.
There's been two games.
But the Knicks are supposed to be the cream of the crop of the East.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'll say this about the Dolphins. It's why coaches, Mario Cristobal said it after the Louisville loss, that's why it's a one-game season. Fans don't think about it that way. So you can't be 1-6 and win a game and now go to the locker room saying, well, that's 2-6. Fans sometimes approach it like that, and that's why coaches dwell on, if you're 7-0, just get to 1-0 the next week.
Right.
If you're 0-8, get to 1-8 the next week. Win that next week. But, no, I'm with – it was a – they ran the ball more. I kept asking last week, what was the adjustment you're going to make? You're not benching anybody. You haven't signed anybody. 37 rushes to 26 passes. You saw two on the play action. The Waddle touchdown, the long one, was a play action. Tua moved out of the pocket for the Malik Washington touchdown. That's what they changed the offense up. Can he continue to progress it? The plan B OG always talks about. And defensively, they loaded up. They had five across the board.
It was crazy the way they looked, because they haven't looked that way all season.
The two D tackles, two D ends, and a backer standing over the center, you're literally telling the other team, you're not pulling anybody. You're not running this ball at us. Do whatever you want, and the corners have to hold up. If we can do that against good quarterbacks and good receivers, because Drake London was out, and that's why Kyle Pitts had like 9 for 60 or something, because they said, well, Kyle's not going to beat us. These outside guys have to be covered. They had a good defensive and offensive approach. Mike McDaniel did, I don't know if progress, but he did change the offense up.
I mean, he certainly gets an A for coaching.
Yes, the offensive approach was a winning approach. Tua going 4 touchdowns, 205 yards. Usually 4 touchdowns is 350, 360.
Right.
But they were running the ball successfully, and he had to throw a 15-yard out or a 10-yard crosser to fall in. Great offensive approach by Mike McDaniel. Can they do that against a good quarterback, good receiver? That's
right.
What fans want to go to, but I'm not going to it.
Right. No,
you won the game.
And the truth of the matter is, I'm not expecting that game Thursday.
No.
I'm not. All I'm saying is, enjoy it. Just enjoy a great, complete performance by your football team.
To your point, Hawk, because I do care about the draft slot, but I'll care when we get there,
right?
Or if it's late in the season and you know, hey, you lose this game, you get X pick. You lose the next two, you get X pick. Fine, but this early in the season, to the fan who's genuinely going to be upset if the Dolphins win a game, don't watch.
Right. And again, if you're upset specifically because of the draft slotting, I get it. If you're, I don't know, upset or just you don't want to allow yourself to smile because, hey, they're only 2-6. Yeah, we know. They know. Like, everyone knows. Whatever. It was a win.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Stop being so miserable with your lives.
Here's what I think people are going to do, though. They're going to say, oh, my God, but now they're going to buy into Tua again. Bro, they're not. This regime, this era is done. I don't think anything
changes
that.
They literally have to run the table. They would literally
Correct.
Have to run the table.
Correct.
What do they have, 6 losses right now?
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to finish 11-6 for, I think, to that even be entertained. I don't even know if it would be a certainty at that point. But anyway, Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.